Case number 11,198, Robert and Barbara Robinson, southeast of Woodland Circle, 300 feet northwest of Marina Drive West, being lot 35, Block E, Section 1, within Angola by the Bay, south of Road 277, Angola Road, being tax ID number 234, map 17.08, parcel 126, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Cynthia Baker, 6 Waterside Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Elizabeth Socek, and I'm here on behalf of Robert and Barbara Robinson. I'm with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine & Weidman here in Georgetown, and I have affidavits here for Robert J. Robinson and Barbara L. Robinson, who were unable to attend this evening. To my right is Cindy Baker, who is their realtor. And I have copies of the affidavits. These are copies. Mr. and Mrs. Robinson own a property located at 23400 Marina Drive West, Lewis, Delaware, 19958 in Angola by the Bay, and identified by Sussex County tax mapping as parcel 2-347.08126, the subject property. My clients are requesting a variance for their patio deck, which extends about a half a foot into the required 10-foot side yard setback at the part nearest to the street, in addition to a variance of 0.4 feet from the 30-foot front yard setback.
Same thing.
The Robinsons purchased the subject property on November 21st, 1977, and subsequently constructed their home in 1983. The subject property is not their primary residence, as they currently reside in Ormond Beach, Florida. Prior to constructing the home, they completed a building application, including detailed drawings and scaled plans with setbacks they then submitted to Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association. Their application was approved, and at that time, they were not made aware of any setback violations. So this is nearly 30 years ago. The builder of the home is Jay Zonka, who is now deceased. His widow has no knowledge of his business and is unable to shed any light on this issue. The Robinsons first became aware of the setback violation that their patio deck extends about a half a foot into the required 10-foot side yard setback at the part nearest to the street when they entered into a contract, for sale of their home, which is pending a closing date in the very near future, depending on the outcome of this application. In anticipation of and preparation for closing, the contract purchaser obtained a survey, which was attached to their variance application and is Exhibit 2 to your affidavits in front of you, which revealed the violation. A copy of the March 14, 2013 survey revealed this violation to the Robinsons for the first time. In addition, they discovered the need to request a variance of 0.4 feet from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement. They promptly applied for a variance to resolve any issues with respect to the alleged encroachment prior to closing. The Robinsons have no additional information with respect to this encroachment. As I said previously, they built this home in 1983 and applied and were granted permit, had no idea of any violation. The property is unique in shape. It is long and narrow. This request is not a result of any hardship created by the Robinsons. A variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and at this point in time, it's necessary for them to be able to sell their home, which is under contract and pending a closing. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be a detriment to the public welfare. And I'll also note that attached to their original application was a letter signed by the general manager of the Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association, wherein the Angola by the Bay Properties Association acknowledged the variance application and approved it with no objection. Also attached to the application was a copy of the survey and an affidavit listing all of the true and lawful owners in the Angola by the Bay. There is no possibility that this property can be developed into compliance with the code at this point. As I stated earlier, the home, including the patio, which was built shortly after the home was built, has been in existence for nearly 30 years, and to bring it into compliance would require removal of the patio. The variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And as I stated previously, the clients were unable to appear this evening as they reside in Florida. However, their realtor is available for any questions that you may have, as am I. And that concludes my presentation. So any questions that you may have?
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Werbin?
No.
I've got one, Mr. Calloway.
Hey, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Baker, you've heard what Ms. Suchak has presented to the board? Yes or no?
Yes, okay. Yes, sir.
Do you swear or affirm that's true and correct?
I do, yes.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Can everyone in? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11198. I believe the applicant has met the standards for creating a variance, and that would be the uniqueness of the property is unique in the fact that the front is smaller than the rear, and also a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Werbin, that we approve case number 11198. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Werbin?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11198 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.